The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Noon in the District of Columbia. It's funny, man. If you look on social media, it's all just Jaden Daniels is that dude. Peter Schrager.
I was told that by a lot of fans from other teams. I'm telling you, bro. People are learning.
Peter Schrager just said, Jaden Daniels went into superhero mode when the game mattered most. Mm-hmm. That last drive was a statement for the rest of the league to see. I agree with that. And, you know, I think Orlovsky is at his best when he's doing film study. And I think this will translate, even though it's video, but this is Orlovsky talking about the touchdown throw early on, the first touchdown that the Washington desperately needed when Jaden Daniels found Terry McLaurin for six.
I mean, this is just two elite players making elite plays. I could break down the whole game. It's so good. It's so good by Daniels. Empty set, no huddle. Okay, you get four at the line of scrimmage. 1, 2, 3, 4. You send your protection to the right because this guy looks like he could drop down and he can go back to the middle of the field. So if he blitzes, you want to be protected. This is actually a pretty good disguise. Okay? That means that when this guy triggers, your left tackle's got to squeeze down. Number one, this is also a benefit to a chip sometimes. Ertz, just a little bit of a bluff chip, slows him down for just enough time. Jaden knows he's got to get the ball out. Okay, number two, let's focus on McLaurin's route. Okay, look where Terry starts. He's about a yard or two outside the numbers. He's going to seam down inside to basically top of the numbers, just near the top of the numbers. Now, so often when receivers seam down like this, defensive backs are thinking, well, they're seaming down away from the sideline to create room to the sideline. So is he going outbreaker? You know, that is the stem of the route. So he's stem down, seams down. So at that point, you're like, man, I'm sure Quinyon's thinking, am I gonna sit on this? It's third down, we got pressure coming. Can I sit on it and break on the outbreaker, okay? That is an outstanding route by McLaurin. And look at when he gets, look at his eyes. Look where his eyes go. His eyes are up here trying to find that ball. Look at the track ability. Glory to God in the highest, man. Okay, last part is Jaden. Dude, this is so good. Look at his eyes. Catch a snap. Look, he catches a snap, twirls the ball, gets a grip, eyes are here. 1, 2, 3, hitch, and just get absolutely sawed in half. Dude, look at where the ball is. The ball's gone. He's 4 yards behind the receiver. And it's absolutely perfect, dude. Look at this. Look at his eyes. 1, 2, 3. Guys, look at that throw, man.
Perfect.
I mean, what are we talking about? What are we talking about?
I'm
going to tell you, when he let that ball go and you saw Terry, I was like, at first, it looked like it was drifting a little bit, but that thing fell perfectly in the right in the right position. And Terry, being a professor, he still wanted to drag that last toe to make sure you knew it was in there.
Totally, it was.
Yeah.
I mean, and forgive me, that was the second touchdown, but it was just so fantastic. I thought folks would enjoy that.
Yeah.
Let's go. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Brian in D.C. What up, B?
What's going on, boss?
What's up, man?
I got a real simple for you, B, Mitch. I'm going to give it 50-50. And the reason why I say this is because, think about it. When do we not give credit to knocking the quarterback out of the game? Once we knocked him out of the game, it was supposed to be the way it was. So I'm giving 50 to the defense, and I'm giving 50 to the offense. Because both sides did exactly what you were supposed to do.
When but you know, you kind of upsetting me, though, man. You forgot about special teams totally, man. Luke kept giving us great field position, man.
And that was wonderful. And I didn't forget that. He's part of that 50% of the offense. When I say I'm splitting it down the middle, as any offensive player, including special teams, because that was a wonderful way. I didn't even know he had 180-something yards. That was unbelievable. I kept seeing him get past the 30, but I didn't know it was that serious.
Yep.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate
all right, baby.
The call,
appreciate
man.
You, man.
Let's go to Russ is in Charlestown. Russ, what's your credit pie look like?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'm going to go 50-50 as well, and except I'm going to include B. Mitch's special teams in the other 50-50 with the defense. But I tell you what, I think yesterday was one of the best games, I think, in 25 years, fellas. I could be wrong, but and the way we've made adjustments to stop the run, and then, of course, Jaden, just outstanding. So and now too, we talk about adjustments now. All these playoff teams, they're going to be coming after us now, you know. They're going to be coming after Jaden, you know. And I hope we get Philly again and whip their ass with the number one quarterback.
I like it. Great call, Russ. Thank you, buddy. I hope we whip their ass with the number one quarterback. Our guy, yeah. Drew calling from the Eastern Shore. What up, Drew? How are you, buddy?
Hey, JP and B-Mitch. I'm feeling great today, obviously. What a win. But I'll give you my credit pie. I got 50% for JD. He's awesome. And I also got 25% for Terry and Ozzy and Jameson, 5% each for each of their 5 touchdown catches. And then we got 5% for Luvu. Like I said, knocking the quarterback out is a big deal. And 5% for Luke for his kick returns. And 10% for the coaching changes that were made and the rest of the team for hanging tough. And I'm going to get, you know, I thought Jaws said it good. There's an energy around this team. And yes. I got 5%, you know, for that energy. And specifically this weekend, 5% goes to the Senators who are in the Capitol at 1:20 a.m. on Saturday and pass that RFK bill back to D.C. As soon as I heard about that, I knew we were winning that game. I had no doubt. Even that last drive, it was clear we were going to go march down the field and win. So just a great weekend.
Oh, love yeah. it, Drew. Thanks, all buddy. Right, Drew. Have a happy holidays, bud.
Yeah, happy holidays.
So it's funny he says the Senators. So I got to talk to Maryland Governor Wes Moore yesterday, who's obviously a friend of the program.
Yeah.
But he also had Maryland Senator Ben Cardin with him. And I got to speak with him for a few minutes, and we haven't really had time to talk about that, B.
Mm-hmm.
But what did you make of the last minute? They got it done, man. They got RFK
done. I told you before. I told you I still felt like it was going to get done that day.
You did.
Listen, man. When you get people of this level of income wanting to go to a certain place, they walk the halls. Josh, Roger Goodell, and all them. You kind of figured things were going to happen, you know? And when it came out, oh, they took the bill out. It's coming back, dog. And I'm going to take one more step. Everyone talking about how hard it's going to be? Bull crap. If those 100 out of 100 voted yay, they also probably put a stipulation that this is what we're doing it for. And nation's capital, we talked about, you talk about all these great cities having stadiums, great stadiums and things like that. They want that because we can also attract a lot of different things there. So get ready for the stadium. Get ready for waterfront properties. You're going to be at a restaurant looking over the water and things like that. People be pulling up, docking their boats there. Get ready for it.
Totally agree with you, man. I think it's an incredibly an incredibly exciting time to be a fan. Lanphill had this text the other day. Snyder roughly owned the team for 25 years. In that time, he couldn't find a quarterback, and nobody would take his call about RFK Stadium. These dudes, Josh Harris, Mitch Rales, Mark Ein, Magic, David Blitzer, these dudes have owned the team 2 years, a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
And they're probably going to get RFK, and they found a quarterback. Like, the world is a pendulum, and it swings, and then it swings back, man. Welcome to the swing back. No pause, Jeff. Take it easy.
But the thing about it is this, man. You have people. So I'm going to give you my credit pie. I'm going 50% the HOG, okay? I'm going to go 25% Adam Peters. Because what the HOG did was they stepped in and people wanted to talk to him now. Wanted to take, like you say, take pictures with people. They wanted to take pictures with them. They hired Adam Peters, the top guy out there as a GM. And then he went out and got Dan Quinn, a guy who seems to be a leader and motivator. Everything else came because of those. So I'm going to give all my credit pie to the front office and the ownership. Because everybody else going to give it to the players. Those players aren't here without those guys doing what they did.
I understand and support where your list is coming from, but I got to include Jaden.
Who got Jaden?
I hear it. You're
Adam Peters went for Jaden.
You're going chicken or egg on it. I get it. Yeah. I get it.
So, listen, if they were the ones that went and got Jaden, hey, he's included. Because I think if we probably go a different direction, they might have gotten somebody else.
Bro, what I said throughout the offseason was what you want above anything is organizational alignment, right?
Yes.
Owner, GM, head coach, quarterback, all in complete understanding of where this thing's going, and they have that. And then when you hit on the quarterback, holy moly, that changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
I will give my credit by.
So you want me to go 15%?
I know, you do.
I go 15%.
I like yours.
Dan Quinn, 10% Jaden. No. Yeah, 10% Jaden, and then I'm going to come back and throw the no. 5% Jaden and 5% Louisville, since I add the players in there.
B, it's your list. I'm good with it.
Yeah, to hell with it. 100% to the alumni, because y'all been knocking us for everything else. 100% credit pie to the alumni.
Yo, Mark Rippon had that place jumping
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
My guy Lawrence is in D.C. Larry, who you like? What's the credit pie look like?
Here we go. What's happening, Jay? What's happening, B?
What's up, man?
Like I told you on Thursday, man, don't dismiss us, man. We had a chance of winning that game, man. But listen, 50% goes to JD5. I mean, that speaks for itself. 20%, I want to say Lovu. He's a game changer, man. Of the 20%, I'm going to go to the receiving core. Going to Terry, going to Jameson, going to Luke. How about Luke, man? And 10%, I'm going to give it to y'all. 106.7, because that was a big win for us with RFK, man. And I really truly believe that there were some people that were listening to this radio show that got this done, man. So credit out to y'all, and Merry Christmas.
Appreciate
that, Lawrence. Thank you, buddy. Merry Christmas. I will say I had some people reach out to me after the news, the final news came through, and they did say they appreciated our passion.
Mm-hmm.
So. Whether that made a difference or not, you never know, but I also don't care. I'm not looking
take
for...
Take that victory lap instead of trying to specialize there. Yeah, we had everything to do with it.
Our guy, Rusty, is in Delaware. Rusty, what up, man? What's your credit pie look like?
Fellas, how are you today? Happy Victory Monday.
You too, good.
This call was actually supposed to be Jackson and I, but when I say that he just walked out the door to go to the movies with his grandfather... He just walked out the door to go to the movies with his grandfather.
Sorry, what's he going to see?
Yeah, they're going to see Mufasa.
Okay.
Mufasa.
Sweet.
Yeah. But my credit pie is 100% to Jaden Daniels. I mean, put the whole team on his back. The last 3 minutes of the fourth quarter, unbelievable. And just listening to you guys talk about that pass to Terry, that was in the opposite end zone from where we sit. And watching that ball in the air just felt like it was up there for 20 seconds.
It did. And it felt like it was just down, floating, dude.
It came down in the most perfect spot. But if it's okay, I'd like to share Jackson's credit pie.
Fire away.
Go ahead.
All right. So, and I was also going to introduce him as the Henlopen Conference Rookie of the Year, but, you know, he didn't get that. He's not here.
All right.
But anyway, so his credit pie, he's got it written down here, 55% to Jaden Daniels and 45% to a great head coach, Dan Quinn.
All right. There you have it.
He's a coachable young man.
Thank you, buddy.
What's up, Dad?
Merry Christmas in Delaware, all right?
You know what, man? I should get the credit pie.
Your credit pie has changed.
I'm getting all kind of pie because, like, I said I'll wear a tutu, so they're trying to make me wear a tutu. That's the reason they win it.
That could be it.
Landfill posted it is the damn reason. John and Joy, who's sitting up here laughing, sending me pictures of stuff.
Is this the most recent one that Curlin made?
No. That wasn't the one that Curlin made.
The original.
This is the one that I just got. I showed it to you.
Listen,
laughing at me.
One more win, B. Mitch is in a 2-2. I'm in on that. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Landville, of all the kinds of pies you could get right now, what would be the top of your list?
Key lime.
Ooh, key lime strong. Jeff?
But I could go for another nice sweet potato.
Brian?
I'll do coconut.
Dude, that's what I want, too. I'm craving coconut cream pie right now.
Not the cream pie, though. My mom did this coconut pie. Unbelievable.
Okay, I'm in on that, too.
Yeah.
That's very bizarre that we're both thinking coconut. Maybe we're spending too much time.
I don't think coconut. You think cream pie.
I'm good with either way, dude. Whatever you want. Pause. Andre's in Mitchellville.
Oh, boy.
What up, Dre? Give us your credit pie.
What's up, brother?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Oh, we good, man.
Good. I got two pies because B-Mitch, like you said, you got to give it up to ownership and Adam Peters and the coaches and Dan Quinn. But for the people who played yesterday and is on the sideline,
mm-hmm.
I got to go 50% Timothy Daniels and the receiving core and the O-line. Didn't think the O-line was going to look as good as it's looking this year. 25% to the coaches, from Dan Quinn all the way down to the special team, Larry Izzo. All the coaches, they bring that energy, and you can see the passion that the players play with. 15% to Luvu and Lattimore. Luvu, certified dog. Lattimore, he gave us the fight to go against A.J. Brown. As you see, once he went down with the hamstring, St. Juice got in there. He got juiced. He can't be on the field. And then 10% to Luke McCaffrey, man. That was amazing work he did yesterday.
Great call. Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you, Andre.
Appreciate it.
All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to try to keep us relatively on time. You're welcome, Landfill. Early Christmas present. We got to run through some of these playoff scenarios. As long as the phones are lit up, though, we're taking calls all day. That game was just so much damn fun. I want to let folks respond. Tonight, Caps and Wiz are playing. Plus, you got Monday Night Football. Plus, your boy needs a decent little game out of Josh Jacobs if we're going to make it to the fantasy finals. Nobody go anywhere. All right, if you're on hold, stay there. We got to figure some stuff out. First off, it's a straight-up Christmas miracle. Subway now has chicken salad, Landfill, or were you doing a bit?
No, they actually haven't.
I've been asking for chicken salad at Subway for years. That's tremendous.
They
That's great news.
They finally answering now, Jay.
Santa Claus, baby, coming to town. Listen, we started the program with me completely unaware of who the young man sitting next to Jeff was. his name is White Brian. And hello, Brian. How do you do?
What's going on?
He's learned. He don't stand up to talk on the mic anymore.
Okay. Yo, Brian, you can pull the mic closer to you, pal.
Well, he's learned that now.
There we go. I think he just hit himself in the nose, but whatever. We're making progress. Now, Brian, it'd been relatively uneventful outside of us just not knowing really who he was.
Kitchen.
The last 10 minutes were a rough run for White Brian. We walked into the kitchen, and somehow he just had the floor completely soaked. Like, you spilled, like, 4 gallons of water. What the hell happened?
He flooded the kitchen.
What happened in there, buddy?
Yeah, so the water dispenser on the fridge took a little bit to come out. So I put my cup sitting there and then went to the bathroom thinking I'd get back in time.
Number one or number two?
Number one.
All right, but it seemed like number two because there was a lot of water on the floor, dude.
You put about two, like, Jimmy, right, about 4 gallons of water.
Yeah, well, my issue was that it was about half full.
Did you clean it?
Yeah, it's fixed.
You didn't see him come out with like two paper towels? Like, you, like, these are the worst paper towels in the world provided here. They barely wipe up like a soda, and you had gallons of water on the floor, Brian.
Yeah, it was a tough cleanup.
Yeah, so that happened, and then I'm talking to CK and Drab for a second, and I look over, and B-Mitch is like, nah, man, over here.
He went all the way around. He said it was quicker.
Did you get lost coming back to the studio, Brian?
No, I've just been taking that same route since I've been here, and I guess there's a quicker
route. Have you not seen anybody else make that quick right there and come straight to the studio?
Maybe I did, but I just didn't put two and two together.
Brian, I mean this with all due respect. What is it you do here? How you have joined us in what capacity, sir?
I run the stream, and I'm putting out some videos.
Okay, cool. Let's hope
they make it to the right place.
Let's hope water displacement and walking around an office are not part of those jobs. Appreciate you. Where are you from?
North of Philly.
North of Philly. All right, so you are new here. Do you like it here?
Yeah, I've been here for 2 years.
Okay.
My wife from Bethesda.
Okay. Where'd you go to high school?
Holy Child.
All right. All right. That's my neck of the woods. Shout out to Brian's wife. Let's please God hope she's smarter than him. Now we go back to the phone lines. Kurt is in Ashburn. What up, Kurt?
Oh, boy.
Hello, JP Kamusta. I would give 40% offense, 40% defense, and 20% special teams. And it's nice to see special teams play a role that they haven't previously this year. And I think the young guys are going to work out fine doing the returns.
I like that, man. I like that a lot. Thanks for the call, Kurt.
Brother.
You know what else I would add is I watched Gonzalez in warmups for a while, and he was nails, dude. And it was windy and cold. And yesterday he just made extra points. They didn't ask him to kick any field goals. But it was the best I had seen him kick, I would say, in pregame. And I was talking with one of the equipment guys. That, you know how some guys have to hold the net because there's all over the field in pregame? We just sat there and watched him drill them. And
oh, listen, man. That guy in the fan. I got a great opportunity here.
And hell, just had a baby.
And the mindset you have to have is... It could be here, or I would say 31, but no, probably 10 other places probably still looking for kickers.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to always understand that aspect.
So,
and when you find a good one, they're there for years.
A few things. Shout out to our boy Greg. It was great to see him and Declan this morning. He just texted us, oh, my God, the mall is packed. What the hell do you expect?
Greg, it's 2 days before Christmas. And everybody is idiots just like you and JP,
right,
who hadn't gone by anything yet.
Now, I have a plan. I should not have to go to the mall. That's my way
around.
Well,
I'm going to tell you, the plan that you're trying to do is not going to work.
Did we just give away tickets or something? The phone lines just went ballistic. Jeff,
yeah, they just
answer
wanna,
those.
They want to talk. But you are...
Damn good looking?
You're fooling yourself about thinking how you're going to get past this Christmas thing.
I will text you when I walk into the store and when I walk out. I will give you
all I'm going to say. What you said you were going to buy, you better buy something else with it.
We'll see.
Or you may come in here looking like a raccoon when you come back after Christmas.
We have another friend of ours checked in just with me via text message.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I'm going to need a picture of Brian in that tutu.
And who is that?
I have already provided it to him.
Who is that?
Mr. Paul Henry.
I am not in a tutu because I have never put on a tutu.
Well, I like the Photoshop Kerwin made of you in a football uniform with a tutu on.
Paul, I took care of you. You can't go try to mess over me.
Paul, I think you got to print T-shirts. So, I mean this the right way. Line 5, I'm just answering this as, hello, what it says there? Okay.
Yeah, that's what he said and laughed. So I was like, okay, I get it.
All right, for the sake of anonymity, here we go. Hello, Amazon driver Hoko, how do you do?
Hey, JP, B. Mitch, how are y'all doing today?
We're good, man.
We're chilling. Yo, if you're driving Amazon 2 days before Christmas, how busy are you?
Yeah, you're working today, brother.
I'm delivering 500 packages today.
Woo!
Damn. What is
normal,
it like?
Normal days normally around like 250.
Wow.
Damn.
Do you get time and a half or anything? That's a lot.
No, sir.
Damn. Sorry.
Yeah, you get time to get extra steps today.
Yeah, a lot of steps.
That's right. I get all my steps in. You're right, B. Mitch.
All right, what is your credit pie, Amazon driver Hoko?
My credit pie, I want to give just 100% just to the no give up. You know, they just always keep grinding.
Yeah, I'm with that.
And if I can say a couple more quick things, one to B Mitch. I met B Mitch yesterday. He took a picture before his pregame with my aunt. I want to thank him for that. It was awesome. Made her day.
Appreciate it.
And if I can do a quick bleep you real quick. I'm a veteran, and it's great at the game. They have a USO there, and they provide food and drink for all the service members and the their families. And I think it's awesome. But yesterday, one of the women serving the drinks was soliciting tips and letting everybody know that this stuff was free for them, and they should tip her.
She's hustling, so too, man. Everybody's got Christmas,
bleep
bro.
You to her.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, listen, good luck with the packages, and thanks for the call, okay?
Yep. Hey, right, good luck, guys. Right, keep doing what you do.
Thank you, bro.
Commandante Tequila was already here, and now is on the phone lines. Hello, Commander. How do you do? Commander, nailing it. I'll put him back on hold, Jeff. I'll let you try to sort that out.
Yeah.
I do want to go around the league, B, because there's a lot going on that we need to make sure we're kind of aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to have a discussion, maybe among the four of us, and maybe, hell, White Brian's involved now. just your favorite Commander's win this year, and if that's the same as maybe their best win. Because I think yesterday is pretty easy to be their best win.
Yeah.
Technically, it's the first one against
them. But my favorite one is the Hail Mary.
Is it?
Yeah, because the way that thing ended at the last second, I can just tell you, I had a lot of emotions going in those last few seconds, dog. And when that thing hit, that was a special one, dog. What it did at that point, I know everybody tomorrow, oh, yeah, you know, that's luck. You work at that stuff so much that, like, let's be real, golf. Tiger's son hit a hole-in-one the other day. That's luck.
Pretty wild.
Nobody called that luck, but that's luck. So the whole thing about it, when you keep practicing, you get a lot of good luck, right?
Yeah.
So this team been getting a lot of good luck this year based off a lot of people. And guess what? It's because they've been working their asses off.
So Lanville kind of touched on this on the show sheet here, that yesterday might be my favorite win of the year because it just showed such a tenacity and a resilience to have five turnovers. And then specifically for Jaden to throw that pick less than 4 minutes left, and then to come back and still win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you talk about a Sam Cassell dance. And I love when people show their own personal force.
But watching him so far this year, I don't expect him to ever be, like, shook by anything.
I agree.
So watching him yesterday is what I've been seeing him do all year. And that damn Hail Mary took about 15, 20 seconds total.
Sure.
So to be able to, I watched somebody on show yesterday in slow mo, dog. That dude did a lot of running for that, and then he let
absolutely,
that thing fly.
Man. Absolutely,
you know. So
I still think though, for me,
I think favorite because of the dude, what he was doing, talking all the trash to the fans, and then he go pop it right on that to you know.
Oh, that
Noah
was
Brown.
Great.
That's why I love
yeah.
it. Yeah,
I don't know best or favorite or what. I still think Monday Night Football on the road in Cincinnati.
That was fun, too.
That was like a statement. That was a, yo, we're here, we're not going anywhere, and I'm a player in this league.
Yeah.
Specifically, the touchdown throw to McLaurin in the corner of that end zone. Was
the 10
just,
drinks I got free that night and all the Bengals fans tell me how good our quarterback was, that made that feel good, too.
Yeah, man. That one to me, because – If you
that
go
10 drinks slip past you, huh?
If you got to go back in the season, now that was a Monday night. So Sunday night at Cincinnati, I did have one martini.
The Cardinals game was kind of special too.
I think it was that run.
Yeah,
Cincy into Arizona, they were averaging 40 per. They kicked the snot out of the Cardinals. That thing was 42-14. Then they come back and followed up with a big win over the Browns. I honestly think that might have been when this team was playing their best football. That's why I was so encouraged. Two of their last three games, they've gone 36 or more. Like, they need this offense to be potent, to matter, not next week or the following week, but in 3 weeks. And frankly, I think if you can score 35-40 on Atlanta, that's a dub. I don't know that Penix could keep up with that. I certainly don't think Kirk.
I can tell you this. That little running back is a good one now.
Sure. Bijan can play.
Oh, he's good.
And you need the second half run defense to show up from yesterday,
yeah.
Not the first.
Yeah.
Phone lines are packed. We're coming to you. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley, and White Brian's here, too.
B. Mitch here. Big changes are happening in the DMV, And just like our upgraded football team, as you saw yesterday, now's the time to upgrade the comfort in your home with a Rood HVAC system. I did, and the difference is night and day. My family and I felt the change instantly. And if you don't have a Rood system yet, you're missing out. Plus, there are tax-eligible options for you in the DMV. And if you're in Maryland, you might score some utility rebates. So head over to Rood.com, find a local pro partner, and get ready for winter. And always remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
This is awful. What is this? White Brian?
Yeah, White Brian singing that.
This is My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, he owns some chemicals. Right. Whoever seen this song was on some chemicals.
All right. Can I, if we're going to do Christmas.
Let's do one like this, JP. You and I just get wasted one day and do a song. We'll go viral. I guarantee you.
Yo, we also need to figure out when we're going to do our last show of the year. What? So currently, all right, are you in next Monday?
What day is that?
Next Monday.
I mean, what's
a week from
the
today?
Date?
The 30th.
Yeah, I'm in 30. I'm not the 31st. I'm not in the first. We both off on 31st.
Right, right,
first.
Right. So our last show of the year will be the 30th.
Yeah.
All right, we might have to have an afternoon.
Oh, we're going to do that.
Okay, that's the last show of the year. Landville, we don't even know if we'll be on this planet.
I don't know if it's going to be like the Junkies Drinking Show, but it's going to be close.
It will be nice and easy. No, no big deal. Also, if
you're going ready,
TK just emerges. Yo, if our guy Nate is listening, I'm curious, B, if you have an answer for this. I'd like to get some oysters for Christmas Day.
Oh, man.
But, like, is the grocery store, like, how do I get oysters for Christmas? Like, can I buy them today and keep them in my fridge?
No, you could get oysters tomorrow from right over at the what's called? And they'll shuck them for you and everything.
At Whole Foods. That's probably what I would do.
You go to Whole Foods, you can go to the wharf, whatever.
Yeah, I don't want to drive all the way down. There's a Whole Foods right by my house. All right.
But you sure that Whole Foods got oysters?
The one, it usually
does. Check out this one here, what Mark did. He got an old muscular valley.
I want to be clear that we need all of the B-Mitch and the Tutu Photoshops. Send all of them to us. We'll post all of them. That'll be Landfill's holiday activity. Besides, I'm sure you're going caroling, right, Landfill? Is that tonight or tomorrow?
These arms cannot be for no lady.
Both nights, man.
What's your favorite Christmas carol to sing, Landfill, when you carol in the neighborhood?
Jingle Bells.
Okay. So the people of Sterling should be looking for the great Landini walking around, Santa hat on, carrying a candle, singing the songs. Jeff, still wearing the clothes he was in yesterday. Appreciate that. Let's knock these phone lines out. Pat is in Mechanicsville.
He was a Teletubby yesterday.
What up, Pat?
What's up, fellas? First of all, I want to wish all of y'all at 106.7 The Fan a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you, brother.
And the second thing I want to do, I want to give 5% to all the coaches, 5% to all the players that are showing all the heart that they got on this team. And my other 90% is going to Mr. Josh Harris.
All right.
Because if it wasn't for him, none of this would have been possible, and we would still be stuck with that snake, you know who. And other than that, I don't have much to say, but we're getting ready to be playoff bound, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
Right, playoff bound. Thank you, brother. We're gonna run through all the playoff machinations, how it could all shake out.
What was the name?
Coming up top
the
of
name
the hour. Huh?
He made me feel like I was back at home, man.
His name was Pat.
That was an accident, boy.
Pat in Mechanicsville.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what.
Like I was in like back in Opelousas or Bayou Gula.
Let's see what Herb and Waldorf has to say. What up, Herb? Herbie?
What up, JP? What up, B. Mitch?
What's up, brother?
So first off, I want to say thank B. Mitch. I tried to go ahead and see you down in New Orleans, man, but they cut us off and told us that we had to go up the steps and everything after the game. So I wanted to say thanks for everything that you've done for not only the team but the community.
Appreciate
JP,
you, bro.
You are my man, 100 grand, so, but I want to move on real quick because I know you got a lot of callers. 25% to the players, 25% to the coaching staff, 25% to the front office for putting this great team to put together, and 20% to the fans who filled out the stadium. And and also another 5% to you guys for just telling us how great this team is. B. Mitch, for being a straight shooter. what's his name? What's his name? JP.
John Paxson.
The fact that you just to be able to just tell us all the time about what's going on with the city, being the great guy that you are, telling us all the information we need to know about this team. I just appreciate every single damn thing y'all do. And hell to the Commanders. Let's get this playoff done. I don't give a damn who we playing. It could be the Eagles. It could be the Vikings. I don't care. I want to see playoff football. Now, are we going to win? That's a whole different story. I just want to be able to watch playoff football. Thanks, guys.
Hi, man. Thank you, Herb.
Hey, Landfield.
Very nice call.
Yeah, cut that right there. Make that into a, what's it called? Promo.
Yeah. Promo season.
Yeah.
All right.
We need that.
We're going to end the calls.
What?
Before we do, I want to go around the league. I want to check on the playoff standings, all these things. But Rev T is on the line. Rev, it is a time of peace, a time of joy, a time of love. How do you do, sir?
Where JP B. Mitch, Jeff Landfield with a sex appeal, and my 106.7 Commander Nation family. See, I've been saying and I've been preaching and I've been teaching, and I hope the people been believing that I've been saying, why not us? Why not us with our offense? Why not us with our defense? Why not us with our special teams? But hold on. How they said the people was looking. I got to watch from afar right now, but be mistaken kid that on the back end. But what I'm just trying to say is, why not? Look at the day. The 12th man was out there. Them Eagle fans, they ain't come take over. My son couldn't call me from up there in New Jersey and talk trash to me. So at the end of the day, go ask your neighbors, go ask your friends, go ask them Bammers at work, and you say to them, hell to the Commanders, raise hell, and then you say, why not us? Why not us? Y'all know who this is, the People's Iceman, Feliz Navidad, Happy Hanukkah, Konnichiwa, and everything that might be far. The People's Iceman, say it with me.
Red
see, why not us? Why not us? Believe, baby. Mock with me. Ow! Love somebody. Let's go.
Thank you, Reverend.
All right, brother.
Oh, that if that doesn't inspire you, I don't know right, what baby. Will. Merry Christmas to all. When we come back, let's run through the entire NFL.